You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants first up. This is Sunday night football, early hours of Monday morning here in the UK. And the Cowboys are 1-2 on the money line. The Giants 17-10. And this spread is 3.5 now. The Cowboys minus 3.5 at 20-23, with the Giants plus 3.5 at 20-21. And this is an incredibly intriguing NFC East battle here. The Cowboys have been relentless this season. They've won 11 straight matches, and they're on course for that number one seed in the conference and home field advantage throughout the postseason. The only game they've lost this season was in the opening week against the New York Giants, the Giants beating them 20-19. How much stock do you put in that result, Gil, when coming to handicap this game? Does it give Dallas more drive to get one over on their rivals, given that they are the only team that have beaten them this season?
You know, I asked that question of Marco D'Angelo, who's on my show, because he's a big situational guy. And I even said, is in-season revenge even a thing? You know, it's certainly, if you get knocked out of the playoffs the previous year, guys tend to remember that. And certainly if you've gotten swept during the regular season and you play in the playoffs again, you tend to remember that. Do you remember it when you only lose once? Well, in the case of the Cowboys, because it happens to only be, you know, be their only loss, that is, yeah, maybe you do remember it a little, even though you won 11 in a row. So obviously there's something a little different about this, because the Giants are the only team to get the best of them, but they beat them by 1 point the opening day of the season. So in that respect, there's probably something in the Cowboys' heads about this for sure. You know, and Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott, they were true rookies back then. That was their very first time in an NFL game, first time starting. Dak Prescott even looks back at that video now and sort of does so with amusement, because he realizes his decision making was so much different 11 games ago than it is now. So I think Dallas is favored correctly. I think they're favored for, you know, and the fact that it moved off 3 to 3.5, and maybe you see some fours out there now, that's probably where it ought to be. You know, it is an NFC East game, though. I'm not like rushing to bet the Cowboys, but I'm certainly leaning Cowboys here, because as we talked about last week, when we talked about the Giants and the Steelers, Giants have overachieved in terms of their record. 8-4, point differential of plus 8. That's very difficult to even do. And the big news in this game is that Jason Pierre-Paul is done. Sports hernia, he's out for what will probably be the rest of the season for the Giants. The Giants' defense is what's kept them afloat this year, not their offense, which is completely different than the narrative we had before the season, where we thought, well, this is going to be a high-scoring team that wins a lot of high-scoring games or loses a lot of high-scoring games. It's been quite the opposite. Really low-scoring games. They're not going to be able to keep up with the Cowboys in this one.
Ben McAdoo's addressed that, hasn't he, as well this week, Gil, as far as the Giants are concerned. He's spoken to Victor Cruz, or they've spoken to each other, Gil, whether there was some animosity between the two there. Apparently it's all been worked out, Gil, but Victor Cruz hasn't been happy with his limited targets so far this season, and McAdoo and him have spoken, and apparently that's been resolved now, Gil.
You know, I guess. You know, add Victor Cruz, Dave, to the list of wide receivers who are angry they don't get enough targets. Have you ever met a wide receiver who thought he got enough targets? I wonder. But Victor Cruz certainly falls in that category. He was certainly upset about that. And again, you know, that was supposed to be it. This was, oh my God, Odell Beckham Jr., Victor Cruz, and Sterling Shepard. What a trio of wide receivers Eli Manning's going to have. And it just hasn't worked out that way. Odell's been great. But Victor Cruz has sort of disappeared off the face of the earth in this season back from his injury. We waited a long time to see Victor Cruz. So hasn't clicked for the Giants offense. We've gotten a lot of Eli Manning faces through the season, even though they're 8-4. I think we're going to get a lot of Eli Manning face on Sunday night.
And you mentioned, was it the sharp bettors that came in for the Dallas Cowboys at -3, Gil?
I'm sorry, say again, there was the sharp bettors?
Yeah, that came in when they spread opened at 3.
Hard to say. Dallas is a very public team. They're the most public of all public teams. So, you know, if there were sharp bettors, it wasn't sharp bettors alone. You'll always see Cowboys money. And I know it's a New York team. So New York teams by nature get some public money. But Dallas is Dallas. And I think what you're seeing here is a mix of both sharp and square money.
And you're leaning Dallas -3.5?
I am leaning Dallas -3.5.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.